views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And despite this crazy weather that we're in, right? Anybody here on the East Coast is feeling it. And you know what? But we're going to talk about today is actually even like, you know, crazy weather patterns and how they're being hit, you know, East Coast, West Coast this past week, it seems like. And you know what, how you obviously weather through things, but not just weather through weather is what I mean, but more or less weathering about through things about you. And it's important, actually, we're at this end of the year cycle. And psychically, intuitively, what happens is, you know, things revisit us. Information comes back to us of things maybe we haven't thought about, you know, issues at hand with family, friends, what have you, that didn't get resolved back in January, April, May, whatever month it was, all of a sudden kind of come to a head a little bit in December because we're clearing out. Again, remember, we're clearing out a year to bring in the new one, right? So when we have those kind of situations that happen, you know, you have to be prepared. You have to look for your change. You have to look for opportunity. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to own up and fess up, you know, that maybe there might be a situation that you were wrong and that you didn't, you know, do your due diligence and care enough, or, you know, you could have been a real, you know, as they say in Massachusetts, a real pisser, you know, I can't even say the words because I'm from Michigan, but pissa, is that the right word to say? And you know what, there is a lot of issue at hand with that, you know, it's really a reflective time. And I always say, I say this to my kids, I say this, you know, obviously to the world, what I kind of preach here, you have to deal. You have to clear out with what you didn't deal with before, because guess what? Come January, February, March, September of next year, you're dealing with it again. And it becomes almost like ritualistic that chaos wants to find you, or ritualistic that, oh, geez, you didn't do this right, so here it comes back at you again. So I'm trying to give you the heads up today a little bit in this talk we're going to have for the next hour here on how important it is that you clear your crap out and you make sure that it doesn't affect your year upcoming, because it's just like, you know, when you go and, you know, you're clearing out your house, right? Or you're, you know, the, you know, Purple Heart is going to come pick up on Thursday. And, you know, you wouldn't leave your closet half cleaned knowing that you could get rid of all that old junk, you know, and just leave your hallway a mess and that kind of thing, you know, leaving it all there. And then, you know, if you had to live in it, then you'd have to step over it, and then you'd have to, you know, push it to the side and step around it. No. You know what I mean? You got the mission. You got the opportunity. So clear out the junk so that, you know what, you can walk through that hallway very clearly, and you can, you know, have a nice sidestep to your step while you're walking through. Now, that's kind of a funny analogy, but you know what? It really is realistic, because that's kind of how the universe thinks. The universe thinks that, you know what, geez, I'm going to sprinkle a little good off on this girl, Kelly, but you know what, she hasn't cleared out all her stuff yet, so I can't do that yet till she's done it. You know, so remember, it's very like kind of give and take how this whole life thing works, and really how, you know what, the universe gives to us and gives back to us. So, you know, you have to remember, even when situations happen in reference to even relationships, when you have someone who, you know, is in a relationship with someone, maybe dating someone for like 4 months or so, and all of a sudden, you know, there's talk of, you know, commitment, real commitment, moving in, being with each other all the time, seeing things down the road for somebody, and, you know, this person, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, they come to you and say, you know what, this really isn't going to work. So those are the things that you have to look at, and you can't blame that person for coming to you and say it's not going to work. what you have to look at yourself, and you got to say, okay, what did I attract of lesson that I had to learn? Why did I allow myself to be vulnerable? Why did I allow myself to do this? You know, it's the same pattern again, you know, of the last four or five people that you've dated. You know, that's what I'm talking about. It's the time of, you know, sitting back and saying, you know what, enough is enough. So today we're going to talk about how to really, really get yourself in order. And it's really time to be able to do that. And what you have to do is you really have to center yourself. And it's called, like, you know, the law of attraction. I hope everybody knows what that means. But what I'm going to say is actually with the law of attraction, what it is, like attracts like. Remember that. It's the bottom line to everything. If you want to be a screwball in your life, you're going to attract screwballs. If you want to be a gentle, kind-hearted person, and you're going to attract that in your world. Sure, we can beg to differ. Some people are better than others. We know that. But there is a component that somehow, some way, you are attracting that negativity. So when you want to clear yourself, we become very ritualistic as people. We become, you know, ritualistic in, you know, what we want to do, say, feel, sense. You know, it, hypothetically, we're in motion, right? Like, even if you go to church on Sunday, you're just in motion. You always go to the 10:30 mass. You don't dare go to the 12. You always go to the 10:30. I mean, it's like that ritualistic feel, right? We always just go to the flow with it. So it's important with the law of attraction that, you know what, you need to focus on the most positive things possible. Focus on the positive. If you go through and say, oh my gosh, you know, you're in a dating world, right? And oh my gosh, you know what, there's so many jerks out there. They're like this, they're, you know, this, that, and the other. And sure there are, but, you know, you go in through this whole fathom and you say that out loud and you talk to your girlfriends about it and you know, talk to your mother about it and you go to talk to your sister about it. And, you know, that involves, so what are you attracting then? You're thrown out to the universe that every person out there is a jerk. And you know what, you can't believe what you're contending with relationship-wise. But if you shifted and you said, you know what, there are some jerks out there, that's life, but I know there's really valuable people out there, like I'm a valuable person, and I'm attracting a person who is kind-hearted, someone who is financially stable, someone who, you know, would have my back as I would have theirs, someone who likes my children. I am, you know, in it to win it. You know what I mean? In the highest and best good, in all those facets with everyone that I'm looking forward to meet, and watch how your life changes. You get then the positive. You get, you know, and I'm so tired, oh my gosh, with all the readings that I do, I'm so tired of all these people, men and women, rebounding. And I'm like, okay, how many more lessons do you have to learn that, you know, you're going down this pattern again, and it's you. It's not this person. You just, you know what, it's really you. So you're attracting it to, you know, for somehow you either love to have misery. There's people out there like that too. Or there's people out there who want to have all this justification with their world, or it's ego driven, whatever it is if it's not filling your heart, there's something wrong with you of what you're attracting to it. So that's the component, and especially because we're in this end-year cycle, that if it's love that you're wishing for and that type of attraction that you're wishing for, then you know what? By God, you better start sitting down and making your, you know, steps in writing down of what you want to attract for next year. You know, it's time to be able to write these things down and say in a positive sense, this is what I want in my world. I no longer will attract A, B, and C. I will only attract A, B, and C. And when you start to do that, then your mind changes. Your energy around you changes. There's a component to the universe that says, hey, I think she's getting it. I think she got her lessons from the last three or four people she dated that, you know what, you aren't going to have that in your life anymore. So guess what? We're not going to be able to provide the opportunity to give it to you because you're shifting and you're attracting to a higher level of response. So when you're ready to raise your vibration, the universe will give it to you. It's pretty simple. So this is all about, the show is all about raising your vibration, how to do that, and making sure that, you know what, in these last few weeks of December, that you kind of finalize the deets, right? So that you can actually, you know, impose this and be able to, you know, really, really have these this greatness of things come your way. It's just like when I think back when, you know, I was writing my book and it was going to be published this past year. You know what? I wrote down pretty specific details of what I wanted to occur. I'm still waiting for a few more, but that's great. But the ones that I've written down, guess what? They've happened. So that's the component, is that when you need to put it in place and put that opportunity there, it's there to be taken. And that's my reminder to everybody today, and that's what we're talking about how important it is for you to be able to attract all of this. So this is just the show that's going to get you there, and just the opportunity for everyone to, you know, capitalize on this too. And this is the good part, because you know what? This is a real positive energy to be able to have that. And when you do, boy, oh boy, there's no turning back. You wouldn't even dare think negative after all this goodness is going to come your way. So I want everyone to keep that in mind today when we're talking about the law of attraction and kind of be a little more ritualistic for December, so we can attract that for our 2015. And we're going to go forward. We're going to run to a break. And feel free, anyone who wants to call in today also, so we can I can answer your questions and go from there. But really, we're going to talk about how to make that new you for 2015. Be back in a minute, everyone.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And we're talking about the law of attraction and the importance of, you know, ritual, basically, and creating that in your world. You know, rituals go back forever, right? Biblical times, you know, anytime there's rituals. There's rituals in the Catholic Church. There's rituals in any church, right? And it's basically the protocol for your intention, right? So that's what a ritual is, a protocol for the intention. Well, so isn't there a protocol for your intuitiveness? There's a protocol for your intuitiveness, your psychic world, your intuition, what you want to attract, you know what, trusting your guides. I don't know about you, but this past week, energetically, boy, has that vibe ever been high. And it's been one of those deals that this week is what you think of. It happens. You've been thinking about people. All of a sudden they call you. You know, you are thinking something in your mind, and all of a sudden, you know what, something shows up. It's that type of energy we're in right now. So my word of advice to everybody, because I know you've all been feeling it and sensing it, then use it. And how we use that is that we actually put together, you know, you start using that intention. Okay, things are serendipitous. All of a sudden I'm thinking of people, and I run into them at the grocery market. Then go the next step further and say, why did I run into that person? And when you hear it, see it, sense it, and it could be something that person lends into, you know, a new job opportunity for you, or lends yourself into an opportunity for, you know, a volunteer job, or it could be that, you know, all of a sudden you run into that person and, you know, lo and behold, their child has the same karate lesson as your child, and you need someone to help you carpool. I mean, you know what? Those are just examples of life. But what I'm trying to say to you is that those opportunities are huge right now. They're all around us. There's a lot of intuitive cycle that is happening right now. And so when you're in an intuitive cycle, jump on it. You know what I mean? You'd be crazy not to seize those opportunities. Really trust your hunches. It's that type of timing, too, to trust your hunches, to be kind of raise your antenna a bit for your psychic self. And what happens is when you do that, then all of a sudden the universe, all those things that you needed to kind of correct, you know, the last 11 months that you haven't done yet, all of a sudden then it gives the opportunity for you to do it. And when it lends itself like that, what's really cool is that, you know what, you start to listen more because you keep having these evidential situations that occur. That's how the universe works. Again, always giving us signs and symbols, right? The plethora of signs that have been given, you know, to all of us, you know, whether it be the hunches of that we feel on things, whether someone, you know, it has something to do with illness. I had a friend of mine actually who's going through an early stage of breast cancer. And you know what? And intuitively, you know, I got the hit before it kind of happened. I also intuitively were kind of tuning in, obviously, in her health before that. When that was going on, you know, the testing part and that kind of thing. And she's recently had surgery and, you know, I was like, they're going to take more, which they did, in the surgery. So again, you know what? We just are really of high vibe right now. We're also high vibe not to put up with shenanigans. That's the other component where you're going to see shifts in our government, things going on there. You know, when you look at our society with, you know, the recent situations with people dying from police actions, those situations, you know, looking at those, reevaluation. It's, again, what I talked about earlier, remember to talk about reevaluation. We're in reevaluation mode right now. So why wouldn't practices of protocol be done, you know, if there's been haphazard circumstances and how people have passed away, when they're being, you know, approached by the police or held by the police? Again, those are protocols. I'm seeing it in my own town with our government, with things and protocols changing. And those are the things that are important that, you know what, you're going to see a lot of shift and changes with that too. You know, 2014, in my opinion, was the year for preparing. It was the year for preparing. That's why December is such an important month. You know, we're prepping for the next year. We're really, you know, kind of working and massaging the stuff that we didn't tend to, or maybe we did tend to it, which is good, and it's just now really blooming. That's a good thing. Because 2015 is, boy, is it going to smack you, and if you don't have things in order, it's that kind of year. You're going to see a lot of shifts. You're going to see a lot of change with environment. You're going to see a lot of change within even terrorism, unfortunately. It's just that kind of stuff. But the good thing is that, you know, the Americas are prepared for it, is what I'm saying. And I think that that's just part of life, but it's also part of the shift and changes. It's really going to be kind of like, okay, if you're not prepared and you don't have your dukes up, then shame on you for not having your dukes up. It's that kind of 2015 coming towards us. So it's really an important piece to that, because if we're not listening, we're not paying attention, we're not quiet so that we can receive, you know, information. That's the part that actually, the component that actually we need to remember, that in order for us to receive information, just everybody shut up. You know, everybody be quiet. And that, I hate the word shut up because I don't like to use that, but I really want to make my point with that you need to be quiet and just sit and absorb and write your intentions out for your year. Relax your mind, all right? You know, and when you relax your mind, you know what? You're more aware of what you want to happen, what feels right. If there's people in your life that don't feel right, then boogie out. Maybe the relationships aren't healthy anymore, so the new ones can come in. You know, if financially you're in a pickle, you know what? Then you want to be able to create abundance for yourself. So you got to see it happening. You got to pretend it's already happened. If you want, you know, you got to ask God for it. You got to ask the universe for it. You have to say, this is my intention. This is what I want to do. If I'm meant to do this, and, you know, let's say hypothetically you want to start a foundation, right, to help kids. And, you know, and if I'm meant to do this, then you know what? I want to see a feather today. Ask for obscure answers and response and signs. And you will see, you know, a peacock in a picture. You will see feathers fall in front of you. You will see, an Indian with their headdress on. I mean, you will see so many signs and symbols. Same thing with the questions you have around your world. You have to ask for evidence. Really, it's really about you all getting together to be your psychic detectives. And you know what? When you start to do that and you start to channel that type of energy and that vibe, then you become more aware. And then you know what? When you have bumped into those people in the grocery store that you haven't seen in ages, then you'll get it that you need to ask a question of why they're there in my world. And figure that out, because they've been put there for a purpose. That's the thing that everyone thinks, oh, this is just going to happen, that, you know, this will happen, that will happen. But what's going on is that, you know what, you're not putting any foundations for it to get to you. That's the law of attraction. That's the like attracting like. And that's the component of 2014 in December that we are in. But you have to put the foundation in now in order what to attract for 2015. That 2015 is right around the corner, a few weeks away, really, technically. And you know what? You are really in your best possible area to be able to receive. So when you start to let yourself receive, and all of a sudden all these examples start coming to you, and you start realizing, you know what? Oh, my gosh, I asked for that, and that happened, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Show the gratitude, you know, to God that it actually happened to you. Show the gratitude to the person that gave you the opportunity. Show the gratitude in the thanks that abundance has actually happened, that you get it, you want to work with it, you know, and don't forget that thank you card. You know what I mean? You know, saying thank you is kind of a lost art today, especially verbally. You know, we're forever sending an email to somebody or whatever. Nobody even writes a letter anymore. I love getting letters. And that's a real big piece to it too, is that you have to trust that, you know what, the universe is providing. And you know what? It's important to be patient. We are such a society that wants everything yesterday. And even more so, you know, like it was supposed to be done 20 years ago, and why am I waiting now? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like patience, patience. I think, you know what, the internet has made us that way, right? We've been very impatient people because of it. You know, where we expect everything, you know, to Google something, have the answer instantly, or the kids are on their phone and they have a question on something, so they Google it. Or we even say to our kids, hey, I don't know what this means, Google it. you know, so we need that instant answer, right? Just like we can't walk anywhere without our phones anymore. I mean, ridiculous. And because instantly we want to be able to answer if somebody calls us or sends us a text. So again, trust that the universe is being patient, that there has to be patience around your intentions. You know what? And it's not going to happen exactly tomorrow. It could, if it was really meant to happen. But it could actually be a really good component for you to be able to be, you know, in a real good place. And you know what? Good things always come to those whose wait, right? You know, we're going to continue talking about the law of attraction. We're going to run to break, everybody. But if anybody wants to call in with any questions they have, call in to 978-475. Oh, that's my phone number given out. Sorry. Sorry about that. 1-800-930-2819. Although you could call me personally, I wouldn't mind. But let's call the radio station at 1-800-930-2819 if you have any questions.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Hey there, everybody. If you'd like to call in for any questions today, please do. It's at 1-800-930-2819. I'd be happy to answer any questions for you. And as we continue talking about the law of attraction and what we're going to attract for 2015, right? my perfect world, you know what? I'd be attracting peace in my world. I'd be attracting peace to my world, I should say. Lots of protection around the United States, lots of better leadership. I'd be attracting, you know, health and wellness, actually, around my children, good opportunities, that kind of thing, around, you know, my family, my husband, myself. Those are the kind of things that you ask for your intentions, but you got to put some foundation to them. You want to make sure that actually, you know, you can say very specifically what you're looking for. Those are kind of general, but that's okay. They're still said in a positive sense. You say it as it's already happened. I have attracted a new opportunity in my work. I have attracted new opportunity in work that pays me, you know, lots of money. I have been able to promote my, you know, work, and I have a strong audience. You know, my second book is on its way to be finished. I mean, whatever your positive sense is, and then you become very protective, like write it down, put it in a journal, you know, show it to yourself, date it. Oh, that's so huge to date it. Date the intention and then date the action that it's supposed to occur. So, you know, if your intention is to write a book next year, then you know what your intention should be, that you want to, you know, have this book picked up by a publisher, hypothetically, you know, by June 15th. And then you visualize it June 15th, you know what, that this is happening, you're signing a contract, you've written your book, it's put together, you know what I mean, the momentum is there, your protocol for marketing has already started. That's the kind of stuff that you have to say. List it, say it, feel it, sense it. You're using all your senses, right? Your senses are using it to be able to put this all this goodness into action. Don't be like, oh, I hope I can do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'll get to that. Let me see how I can, you know, maybe somebody can help me, but I don't know who that would be. I mean, okay, can you doubt it even more? But if you say, I've done this before, I'm a great writer, I'm going to give great messages, there's more stories in a book for other people to look at, I am in it to win it, I am, you know, the best one out there, then you know what? That creates the juice it needs to get it, the intentions going for it. So I want people to understand that actually you have to feel yourself receiving it too. So, you know, if you're writing your wish list down, you're asking the universe for your things, you got to feel it, receive it, say to yourself that you can actually do this. It's like the big rah-rah to yourself. We never give ourselves enough rah-rah. And, you know, this is the rah-rah moment to the universe that you're saying why you need it done and how well you're going to do with that opportunity. So you need to trust it. You need to say your gratitude. You need to show your gratitude. And it's not hard. I mean, how many times do you want to talk nice to other people and you want to do those type of things? And you do that. But now this is the opportunity for you to talk nice to you and to be able to put this all in for yourself. It's that kind of stuff that actually makes a difference. And that's what creates the intention, you know, for the goodness to come your way. You know what? And it's about that new growth that we're all looking for. It's about the new changes that we're looking for in our world. You know, it's not going to be a squeaky clean kind of situation next year. There's going to be some stuff. And, you know, so even more so that you need to have a better foundation and a stronger foundation for, you know what, for who you are and what you're doing. We're really coming into kind of like a sacred kind of feminine type of energy that's coming to us the end of December here. I think it's around the 21st of December. So, you know, whenever you have that type of, you know, healing type of shift that I always want to call it like the Mother Mary energy that comes to it, the sacred of feminine, the earth energy, you know what, you're going to see some shifts, you know, with storms, you're going to see weather stuff, you're going to see earth stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But you're also going to see a big form of protection too. And that's a really big piece to this also. It's interesting to me in the last the last 10 days, you know how I always do missing persons work and I do volunteer for that. So I've gotten five requests of people who have seen my website or people, you know my work. And these families sending me information to see if I can look for their loved ones. And many of these people have been gone for, my oldest case I'm working on is actually, and I just got a map actually to look at because I'd requested it, is a case from 1937 when three people went into a bar and went missing after that. 1937, I'm working on a case. That amazes me. And so I'm working on that case, and the detective just sent me the map actually to an area that I wanted so I can research that to see if I really feel that that's where they are. So that case, I've gotten two or three other emails from families. Things have been hitting my Facebook page of people who are looking for family members, cold cases that are local, current cases that are going on. So actually, I'm going to take that number back. I probably have 8 things that have come past my desk in like the last 10 days. Again, so many people trying to find their closure. Again, it's that kind of closure time of year, December. Energetically, it is with things. And it's important, actually, that, you know what, you know, and in between, you know, Christmas shopping and getting holidays together and doing our bits, you know what, that's what I'll be doing besides, you know, working when doing readings and all. You know what, I'll be volunteering my time and putting that together for those families to see if it will help them. But those are the things that just, they pop up. But when I see things that pop up more so than, I mean, that's a lot of cases in 10 days, right? That's almost a case every day when I think about it. You know, they're coming to me for a reason. So the old universe, the other side is saying, hey, Cal, we need your help. And, you know, so I raised my hands and now I'll be helping. But that's the kind of things that you're going to see in your world too, that, you know what, people are going to ask more things of you the next 3 weeks. People, you know, it's that kind of energy. It's the time to lend the hands and help people. But it's also a good time to say, you know, to take it in and do it. And do it, do it, do it. Don't be negative. Don't blow it off. Because guess what? You're going to get 20 cases come January 1st. You know what I mean? That's how I kind of feel about things. But, and it wouldn't mind me about doing that. It's just only one person. How do I do all these cases? But I love to help others with that. Because I also feel that when I do that type of work, it's always helping the other side. Because they want to make it right with what their world was like and what happened to them. And what better holiday gifts could you give a family if you provide some evidence, right, for them to be able to research and go forward? I mean, it's heartbreaking when I think about that. You know, I get emails from family, and they say, I just don't want to do another Christmas not knowing where she is. Oh, tear my heart. And you are heartfelt when you feel this. Like, you know, there's things worse than death. I remember my mom has that saying, Kelly, there's things worse than death. She'll say that a lot. She's 86, so she can say stuff like that. But there is things worse than death. She said all the time when she used to do her volunteer work at Children's in Detroit, where we lived. You know, every Wednesday she would volunteer for like 25 years just to go and hold the babies and feed the babies. And, you know, you come home counting your blessings, don't you? So, you know, so my point, let's count, you know, basically count your blessings, count your opportunities. You know what? Feel strong, feel good, be grounded. And you know what? Then go forward and let opportunity come find you, the goodness in things. You know what? It is so important that we get that. We're such a healing society, and we forget about that. Like, we heal every day. We heal people every day through thought, through comment, through, you know, funny stories, an email, a good talk when somebody needs a good talk, a stern talk. You know, that's healing to people. You know, that's part of law of attraction too. We're here for to do our healing also, you know, not just to take, you know. Law of attraction is always, you know, what you do forward and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to do a few things here. We're going to, you know, really work on this law of attraction thing for the next coming year. And I think I've given you some great bullet points. And what's really good is we're going to take some calls actually, which is nice. After we go to break, and then we're going to take calls in. So please, anyone call in, please call in to 1-800-930-2819. Thank you.
You want to.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like that.
Hey, everybody. We're going to take some calls today, which is awesome. My first caller actually is Francine from Ottawa, Canada. Francine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. What can I help you with today?
I don't know. I just got on the line, and I just realized I'm not sure what it is, if you're just dealing with grief or no.
You know what? I'm a psychic medium, so I deal with that, you know, talk about everything. You know, today we were talking about a lot of law of attraction things, focusing on the positive, that kind of thing. But you know what? It's a call-in opportunity. So what's your question?
Okay, my question is I've been struggling a lot, like, the last few years, and I'm looking to find my, you know, my place, my purpose, and move on. I'm really in a challenging situation for my finances right now. So I don't know if you can sense anything about that.
Okay, first thing I'm getting actually off the bat when you were talking is February is a big change for you, which is a few months away, where I feel like the finances get stronger. There is a shift to actually in career. There's someone actually who would be a Robert or a Bob around you?
Robert or?
Robert or Bob. Name around you.
There's no Robert around me that I'm
okay,
aware
that's okay,
of.
Okay. Because what I'm gathering actually with that, too, is actually when I get that name, I'm kind of shown that direction. So I'm feeling this person is actually someone you're going to work for. And it's important, actually, there's a niche to your work, so that you need to figure out what that is. What do you do for a living? Because they're showing me, actually, you can do it bigger, better.
Well, actually, you know what? I do readings. But, you know, it was in a sense of healing. But for me right now, it's like I'm having a problem with that. It's just the way I think I see myself, or I say things, or I present myself. And it just doesn't feel the right thing for me.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting. It's actually, there's a couple different things. It's one, there needs to be more internet-based with your work. Okay, you need to put more of a presence out there with your work, marketing-wise. There is also, too, part of it, too, is they want to be able to, there's something with a language barrier that they want to address, and they want to be able to focus in on that, too. So I want to look at those two aspects of things with you. I'm also seeing, too, I'm seeing a shop, so they're showing me that you need to go forward and look at working at a metaphysical shop also with your work. So pay attention to those things, because there is bigger growth coming in the next 3 months. And you do a lot of healing, which people are attracted to that. So please look at that. In February, they keep shouting February. So February is big and important. I have to go to two other calls, but I want you to really pay attention to what I said, please.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Next, we're going to go to Ann from Virginia.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Ann. How can I help you
today? Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I had a question. I always seem to sense, I have a lot of family members that have passed on, and my sister, I'm the youngest in the family, so I have one sister left, and the sisters were all closer in age, and I was like 20, 25 years younger. So it was a completely different generation.
I'm looking at my family, 14 years between my oldest brother and I.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I keep my sister, Connie, who's constantly with me. I constantly think of her more than anybody else in the family. And I'm wondering if it's because we are so much alike, or is it because we've had so many lifetimes together?
What I get off the top is, you know what soulmates are, right? Soulmates are definitely people who, they don't have to be lovers, okay? As people often use, you constantly hear when people are dating, I want to find my soulmate. Well, you know what? You can have soulmates in many different relationships. And I feel that, yes, you two have been connected in prior lifetimes. That's what, like, you kind of think, say, and do things so much so alike, right? And, you know, you think it and she says it and vice versa, right? There's that kind of connection to you guys. I'm also feeling, too, is that, to answer your question, yes, I'm getting a strong yes. And mom's in spirit, too, right?
Yes. Why do you ask that?
Okay, I'm just going to go into spirit a little bit, a little message here from mom. She wants to say, actually, about keeping traditions together. And you girls are good about doing that, right?
I do it a little bit, and my sister does it a little bit. Not as
okay.
much, because a lot of family members have passed on.
Right, right. But she's thanking you, actually, for keeping those traditions together.
She's thanking. I thought, okay, yes.
Yes, and that's what she's coming through to you today. And she's really resonating, actually, with this, and she wants to be able to be, and she wants to let you know that not to feel left out, and you know what that means. And as she's saying that to me, and she really sends her love and abundance. And of course, I have two other callers calling in. I'd love to talk longer, but really take that information strongly. And she sends that. And really, I just feel like, because holidays and that kind of thing, that she really wanted to kind of squeak her way through to give you that little message today, that it's that she's with you as much as you are with your sister.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy holiday. Thank you.
You too. You too. And our
Bye-bye.
Next caller we're going to go to is Julie from Minnesota. Julie,
Hi,
you there?
Kelly. Yes. Hi, Kelly.
Hi there. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm just seeing if you see anything for me. I'm trying to help my daughter through a relationship breakup after 7 years that she started when she was 16, and there's just so much emotional in our home in the last 5 months, so. How she'll fare with this. So,
you know what? What age is 22? When am I getting 22? How old is she?
Oh, she's 23.
23. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm getting the number 22 because I feel like this was kind of really, this relationship was on its way out when she was age 22. And it just kind of lingered for to age 23. Okay, in the past 7 years, if you say in the last seven, you know, relationship like this. She kind of knew it was coming, of things, of innuendos, of different things that she was seeing, feeling. You know what, but I'm seeing actually her real relationship come to her at age 28, which is actually a good time frame because it's a real growth period between age 22 to 28. A lot of people make big changes between that time frame. When you look at people's lives, you know what I mean? It's a big growth time. And I'm seeing for her to hold out for better. Not that he wasn't a good person, but I just feel like, you know, it's all timing, isn't it, in life? You know what I mean? They're too young. And and unfortunately, I feel like this relationship has kind of ended like a divorce, which really technically it has. She was with somebody for 7 years. And, you know, where it's really like that grieving process and being angry and that kind of thing. The one big message that I'm getting here, though, Jill, is that you need to be able to say, okay, have boundaries around it. Okay, because it's affecting home, it's affecting, you have a husband?
Yes.
Even he's involved with it, right?
Yes, it's affecting everyone.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and for dad to get involved is really a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just seeing that, you know what, she just has to kind of, the best advice is what I'm seeing is she needs to compartmentalize it, that it doesn't define her. Men don't define you. It's a big message for her too. Mm-hmm. Not for her to be so needy is the other message that I'm getting, three things. And you know what? I feel like once she works through that, you know what I mean? That she needs to you know, she'll be stronger. And so she really just needs to concentrate on her gift of her work and putting herself together. But I keep seeing 28, so I'm seeing, you know, this new opportunity come at that moment, if not a little bit before that. But 28 is a really big year for her at age 28.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kelly.
Yeah, good luck to her. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening for Psychic Cup of Coffee. Glad we could have some callers today. And enjoy your week, and we'll see you next week on Psychic Cup of Coffee, and go from there. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.